All right, Southern California, welcome to Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative in Redondo Beach. The topic today is called the creation of karma. So we are going to not only talk about what happens if you don't absolve your karma, but how you can create more and force you to be back another lifetime from now, be pulled back to Earth. So this is going to be an interesting topic. And I also would like to thank all the children at St. Anthony's Elementary School in Gardena. I lectured there on reading this morning for an hour at 9 to 10 o'clock in the morning, and there was 400 children there. All right, today's topic is called the creation of karma. It's a very metaphysical topic. It's a very important topic concerning the cause and effect in this dimension, how this dimension works, the energy vibration, the energy systems we are dealing with. When we come back to Earth, when we are incarnated in any particular lifetime, we are incarnated with a specific set of karmic vibrations. In other words, we are definitely led or guided by our bodies into certain situations which appear to be comfortable. I say they appear to be comfortable. Oftentimes, it's like being magnetized to a tiger. You say, oh, I like that tiger. Then you end up being in the cage with the tiger. It isn't always that much fun to be around that tiger, but we end up there. Usually, when we end up in sticky situations, it's not an accident. Metaphysically, everything happens for a reason, for a purpose. So oftentimes, we are put in a very uncomfortable situation or position, especially during the hard transits. You know, yesterday, we talked about some hard transits with Uranus, how people and places and career and friends can be taken from you. Same thing goes with Saturn. You could be going through a difficult transition with Saturn, either going through any one of your houses or conjuncting any one of your planets or aspecting any one of your planets in your chart. And obviously you'll be brought once again attracted to the tiger or that situation in your life, which may appear to be fun or happy or enlightening, but doesn't always end up like that. Now, give it as a classic example, the difference between marriage and divorce. Marriage is such a happy celebration. Everybody comes together in a loving, bonding unison for congratulations and sacred ceremony. On the other hand, if two people don't make it in the marriage, it turns into a tiger, and the divorce can be rather painful, scary, traumatic, emotionally draining, and also frightening, and the loss of the marriage could be an emotional process that could actually recognize tremendous need for completion, which might not be so easy. So taking a look at this sort of situation in perspective, in retrospect, then it's obviously being bound to the tiger, which is what I refer to as karmic situations, being bound to the tiger, which means whenever you are in a position in your life, no matter what it is, and pain is associated with it, whether it's mental, emotional, physical, or spiritual pain, if you are in a situation where you are hurting, down, depressed, or whatever, trust me, you're in a karmic vortex. And the lesson here is to find out what the lesson is and to fix it by saying goodbye or by making a peace with this part of your life. It's like making friends with a tiger, except it doesn't mean you have to stay in the cage with the tiger anymore. It's like, excuse me, but I am going to back out of this cage very slowly here and get the heck away from it. So that really is what working out your karma and absolving it or making a peace with yourself, making a peace with your soul is really all about. But in a lifetime, in any one given lifetime, we must not assume that all people, not only who are confronted with their karma, will absolve it or will make a peace with it or will finally process it and complete it. What this topic is all about, which is really a topic that I don't think I've ever really done, is about making the wrong choice, not being able to let go. In fact, letting painful situations get to you to such a point that you can become so antagonistic or so anxiety-ridden or stressed out that you would create more negatives on yourself and others that would compound and eventually come back to you as further karma, which John Lennon, of course, in his song called Instant Karma, a lot of times, if we are in a state of karmic evolution, where we really are almost there as far as making a peace with our soul and finally processing and letting go of this entire vibration, this negative vibration, which is what the karma can create. Oftentimes we blow it and we find ourselves lying and cheating on our husbands or our wives or our girlfriends or our boyfriends or are cheating on people that we meet every day. We find ourselves manipulating or actually taking advantage of others, being obsessed with them, trying to use people. So it is so easy to make a peace with yourself and absolve karma that oftentimes we are so busy making a peace with ourselves that we're not aware that we're constantly creating karma to be worked out in a later time. You see what I mean? It's like oftentimes those of us that are spiritual and those of us that are evolved and into astrology and metaphysics and karma concepts, oftentimes we will try our hardest to be pure and innocent and to carry a proper attitude on the one hand, but on the other hand, when we go back to work, we find ourselves as lying and as cheating and as manipulative and as abusive and as charming and as devilish as ever. You see, the point of this topic is to let you know that whatever action you perceive in this life, whatever action you experience, you pay a price for it. Whether it's an easy price, and it's a positive action of love and energy and good vibration, which can be a pleasant result, or whether it can be a negative vibration, meaning that if you are doing things, like let's say, well, let's take the normal married man. Let's say he's been married for 5 years. He's got a mistress on the side. His wife doesn't know about it. He's in business with his best friend who he's been cheating because he's been taking a little extra more than his cut. He smokes on the side behind his wife's back. He also drinks on the side behind his mistress's back. And obviously this guy is living a lie, but everybody knows him and likes him. And his wife is still married to him even though he's cheating on her with a mistress. And his partner still partners with him, even though he's cheating on him with the money. And the wife stays married to him, even though he's smoking on the side. And the mistress still stays with him, even though he's drinking on the side. So this guy is accumulating a massive amount of karma. Obviously, the smoking and drinking, the price you pay for that, well, eventually that karma is going to be ill health. The mistress may be discovered, and eventually he might lose the marriage. Or the drinking may be discovered, and eventually he'll lose the mistress. Or the cheating may be discovered, and eventually he'll lose his partner and best friend. See? So you think that you're getting away with murder when you're doing these things. Like, just an example, I thought the one time I got $100 too much from the bank. And I tried to patch that up and give it back to them. Some people say, that's crazy, Farley, you should have kept the $100. Somebody might keep my $100 one day, or my $1,000, or my $10,000. That's the way the universe works. So it's very, very important to note, especially in New Age spiritual lifestyles, that while we are busy trying to absolve the karma that is easily recognizable, it never fails to amuse me. It's a classic example from one of my clients. A long time ago, this guy comes into me for a reading and is just completely distraught over the loss of his marriage. He's an alcoholic, he's depressed, he's upset. His wife has run away with somebody else, right? And during the course of the reading, I found out this guy really cheated on his wife a lot. Did he learn anything from me at all? No. He got out of the marriage and he started dating another woman who he fell very much in love with, and he called me one night, told me he was obsessed with womanizing. And that even though he had a good relationship with this new woman, he was still being attracted and influenced and affected by other women. Well, I said, look, guy, not only are you going to get busted for this, but you're going to come back as a woman if you keep this stuff up, and then you're going to have to really deal with these men that are womanizers and see what that feels like. So, a couple things about this topic that I think are very, very important is number one, when you are in pain, when you are in a situation that is uncomfortable, it is best metaphysically for me to recognize this situation as a return of some vibration that I set forth in a previous lifetime. It is so easy to write off pain with anger and hostility and vengeance. Like, oh, my wife slept with another man, I'm going to kill him. Or, oh, my father's been treating me harshly, I hate him. Or, oh, right away, you want to write this stuff off and replace it with anger and hostility and vengeance. Instead of saying, oh, there's an interesting reflection of me in a past life. I must have been a real jerk. So you find out that your husband sleeps around. What is this saying? It is not saying that you're a bad person. It is not saying your husband's a jerk. It is saying this is your karma. You married a man that sleeps around. What does this mean? It probably means that you used to be a man that slept around. Well, what do you do? Well, you have a choice. You go up to your husband and say, look, honey, I know what you're doing. I'm not putting you down for it. But if it doesn't stop, I'm out of here. And if it does stop, I'll stay. But it better stop for good. So the karma that is interesting here is that a lot of people say, well, I can't leave him. You know, I cannot leave him because I still love him. And even though he's cheating on me, I have to stay with it. But the point here is you cannot absolve the karma if this goes on unless you complete it, which means you have to take a good look at this part of yourself and say to your husband, look, I can't allow this marriage to continue with you cheating, so I'm going to leave. And God bless you, I learned something from it. And I learned that I'm going to be a lot more loyal in relationships, and hopefully maybe my karma will be absolved and I'll attract a loyal partner. Tough gig to find in this life, to find a loyal partner. I have heard so many women of my clients, because most of them are women, complain because their men sleep around on them. Hey, you wouldn't believe how many women sleep around on their men, too. You know, I'm a guy, and I have a lot of male friends, especially in the BBS, the computer bulletin board that I belong to, Club Playhouse, and you wouldn't believe how many guys have been left by their girlfriends and wives that started relationships while they were still in a relationship with the guys with other men. They're in a commitment, but they went ahead and cheated on the guy, and it's like they overlapped the relationships. That is so karmic. You can create an incredible mountain of karma where all these people that are pretending to be so holier-than-thou spiritual, like, oh, this is my last lifetime. Did you ever hear that? Like, I'm not coming back. You know, meanwhile, I got to call Jack and go out with him tonight, and then I have a date with George tomorrow night. And it's like, give me a break, you know? This stuff goes on all over the place. Now, if you have ever been with a person that cheats on you, the question is, have you ever cheated on somebody? Oh, you have? Well, maybe that's why you have that person. No, you haven't cheated. You're perfect, right? You must be from Pluto, too, right? No, the thing is that, of course, there are the loyal, caring, supportive people out there, and maybe one day we will qualify to be with those people. But the point of today's topic is that to keep on taking a look at the universe as a reflection of your own self, and if you do experience pain or painful parties or people that enter your life from the universe, then this is definitely saying to you or revealing to you what some of your past lives were like. So obviously, if you don't do something now about stopping these patterns, that means that you're going to have to come back in the next lifetime with more karma. There is no guarantee that this is your last life. There is no guarantee that the age of Aquarius is going to definitely come in the next decade. There is no guarantee that this is the last life before the age of Aquarius. There are no guarantees for anything. This is the universe. It's infinite. There's no telling what's going to go on. There is one thing that I do feel is guaranteed, and that is if you don't absolve your karma, you will keep coming back in an earthly type experience or lower plane of consciousness until you finally are confronted with these lessons, understand what they are, absolve them, and stop from creating new ones. Everyone should have their own set, their private set of commandments that they know work for them, that are more comfortable for them, that keep them from incurring negative energy and creating karma in their life. Because without knowing it, of course, I always teach people to absolve the karma that they are dealing with in the present. But what today's show is about is to let you know that you are constantly creating negative karma in your everyday patterns, attitudes, personalities, thoughts, ideas, actions, and emotions. So this is an everyday occurrence that goes on. And definitely when you die and when your life is over and you go into the Akashic stream and you have your soul review, some of you may go into shock when you go, wow, I thought I actually did something with my life. Look at this big block of stuff I created when I was busy taking care of the rest. It's like working in an assembly line and they keep bringing pies to you. And you're so busy putting the pies in the box that you're going just a little bit too slow and the pies that are next to you are starting to fall on the floor. See, so you're getting some of the pies in the box, but you're not maintaining the whole assembly line. And frankly, people that are most susceptible to having to deal with creation of karma are people that are in 7-year cycles. Because every 7 years you have a Saturn cycle. It takes Saturn 4 7-year periods are 28 years or so, up to 30, to make one full completion called a Saturn return, which happens from 28 to 30 years old. But if you have a 7-year-old in the house, or someone that's 13, 14, or someone that's 20, 21, or someone that's 28, they are going through a Saturn cycle, you've heard of the 7-year itch. Well, there's a reason for that. The reason why you have the 7-year itch is because you get tempted and you get teased, and you oftentimes get put in these situations where there could be more trouble than you know what you're bargaining for. And that's why it's important for you to try to maintain a grounded effort to absolve your karma, but also try to prevent yourself from creating further negatives, which basically mean being nice to yourself and nice to others, and being ethically honest with them and yourself without trying to create too many uncomfortable barriers that might blow up in your face in this lifetime or the next. Okay, this topic, the creation of karma, is a very, very important issue, because when you go through life, isn't it weird that almost part of the American ethic is bending the truth? I don't know. There's so many people that are into charming and conning and cheating and stretching the rules, bending the rules. We're supposed to go 55. Everybody in the freeway I see goes 65. We're supposed to not drink and drive. A lot of people drink and drive. We're supposed to be loyal to our relationships and our spouses, right? We're supposed to be somewhat loyal to ourselves with good self-respect and self-esteem. We're not. A lot of people are like huge computers of karma creation. And if you wonder why you're in pain, that's why. Once again, I reiterate that the power of God and the power of the individual remains within the power of the spirit. That's all there is. And everything else in life is so much like a game that when you find yourself lying and cheating and manipulating for your obsessions and for your addictions, and because you're frightened to tell the truth, and Leos, like myself, people with Leo planets have so much pride and dignity that we would rather lie to people we love than be embarrassed by the truth. Let me tell you something. If you know a Leo, Leos can be the most charming of the group of children you'll deal with in your life, right? Other Leos are going, Farley, don't tell them that. We don't want them to know about that. But it's true. Sometimes a Leo has to swallow his pride to really come forward. And I have really learned that in my life, because I just have created enough karma in my life. And from here on out, I'm going to try to do my best to absolve that and do the reverse of creating karma, which is creating dharma, D-H-A-R-M-A, which means instead of using people and manipulating people and taking advantage of them and yourself and lying to them and yourself, what you're really doing is deeds. You're helping them. You're reaching out. I saw a guy on the street the other day who obviously wasn't an alcoholic. He was just homeless and he was broke and hungry. And so I just gave him $40. I never gave any bum that much money. I've given bums $5, $10, $20. But I saw this guy and there was something about him where I was connected to him. I had a tie with this guy. It must have been a karma where maybe I was there a long time ago and he gave me $40 or something. And you'd be surprised what $40 would do to a bum. Here's a guy walking around life saying to himself, what is wrong with this place? All these people are miserable to me. I've got no breaks. And then some stranger hands you $40. I walk away. He's got to say, you know, there's hope for this planet. There's one human being out there. Out of all the people I've seen today, I've got two $20 bills now. I used to be so angry at people when I worked at Baskin-Robbins years ago when I was 14. I was making $1.35 an hour in 1963. Oh, was I angry at the owner and the boss? And it was the first Baskin-Robbins in St. Louis. There was hundreds of people in there, and my arm hurt. It was covered with ice cream, and I was mad. And in a throw of insanity, and in the middle of the crowd, somebody said, keep the change. It was a 65-cent tip. And I was appalled. I said to myself, here I am working my tail off for $35, $40 a week, and somebody told me to keep a 65-cent tip, a soda jerk. Do you know that guy triggered a seed of enlightenment and happiness and humanity inside of me that has never really faded? Just because I got that one tip for 65 cents. So that's really what life is all about. I think life is all about absolving this karma and reaching up to your higher self and growing and evolving and becoming more comfortable with your life situation. And in order to do that, it's important to reach out and start doing things for others instead of doing so much for your ego and for yourself. That's why reaching out is important. Now, if somebody comes up to me and asks me for money, I won't give it to them. But I will give money to somebody who I know needs it. They're so hurting, they have too much dignity to ask for money. And you know what? I used to give some bums on Westwood Boulevard donations like that. You know, they're not there anymore. They've either died or they've pulled themselves out, but they're not there anymore. So something happened. Maybe somebody did pull out. Do you know, if everybody did that with the homeless and with the starving on this planet, God knows, maybe they would disappear. They might disappear, you know? But I say, if somebody has enough energy to beg and ask for money, hey, they could sell something too. If they can open their mouth, maybe they should go downtown, buy some pens and sell them. Instead of asking for free money, they can sell something and make a profit. Anyway, there's your topic today. It is called The Creation of Karma. And I hope you enjoyed that.